She's one of the biggest beauty bloggers in the world, with 14 million Instagram followers.
More now. Subscribe and definitely check me out on Instagram.
And a multi-million dirham cosmetic business.
These are, I want to show you guys, first of all, our lashes we're so excited about.
The queen of contouring, Huda! Yep, Huda Mona Khatan in studio this morning. Yay! Look at that. Got him up nice and early Huda walked in with her eyes closed.
My eyes are still closed. What are you talking about?
She's like, I'm awake. Hey, welcome. Welcome back to home. Welcome home.
Thank you. We're so excited to be back.
So listen, you're on Instagram Live right now. You just heard that intro saying 14 million Instagram followers.
Yeah.
What are you at now? Because that was about 4 months old.
21.4 mil.
Oh my God, pretty. I love you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
21.4.
So you've gone live on your Instagram right now. How many people are watching you right now?
Just went live. There are 3,100 people.
That is.
We're gonna do a rap show, guys.
I get 77 people watching, and I get excited. Yes, you've got 3,100. Listen, congratulations again. The last couple of months for the brand and for the products have been unbelievable.
Thank you.
So what have you guys done it since we caught up probably 3 months ago? What have you done in the last sort of 3 months? What's been the biggest achievements for Huda Beauty as the brand?
I think the biggest thing that we did was we've just grown the brand. So I think we've just been like focusing on expanding. There are so many things. I'm trying to hold my phone and do this at the same time. I don't know if I can actually do the phone.
But ladies could do two things at once.
We can, but like, you know, when I'm trying to talk to Chris, it's kind of hard.
See that, Ross? See that? Wow. So yeah, no, seriously, what are some of the things that like you've just gone, wow?
So I feel like what we've really gone into in the over the past like I think few months is we've transitioned from like medium company to big company. So, you know, we have almost 100 employees now. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. So
And you have some big launches coming up as well, right?
Yeah, we do. You can do it. She can hold Instagram Live. And
pretty can, yeah.
Am I hope I'm facing
you're
you,
amazing.
Too.
Okay.
I think a lot of what we've done the past few months you're going to see in the next few months.
Okay.
We're working really hard on our next launches, and we have really exciting things coming up.
Yeah, I always feel like there's so many things going on in the background, and people think we're just, like, chilling, and it's like, no.
We work all the time. You do, when you follow yourselves, and you're one of the most followed people on Instagram, not in the Middle East only, I'm saying around the world.
Yeah.
You do look at you girls and you're like, oh, look at them just having fun. But like there is actually a business behind this and you guys know what you're doing. And
totally. There's
a lot of hard work and I'm sure there's a lot of late nights and early mornings and traveling and all that, right?
Thank you for saying we know what we're doing, because sometimes I feel like people don't know that there's actually like a science behind everything.
There is a big science behind what you girls do. Yeah.
There is. And this girl right here, Mona, is a genius.
Oh.
She is like my little, like, she is just like...
Good on you.
If you ever need anything, you know, we should do like a morning segment with her.
Yeah.
Like just ask Mona. What was that? Like ask Abby or ask
Yeah.
It should be ask Mona.
Okay.
So smart.
Let's do it. We can sort that out. I want to talk about a couple of months ago.
Oh, and she's a psychic. I forgot to tell you.
Don't tell me that.
Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
No, let's not talk about that here. Let's not talk about that here.
Joking.
I get worried about that stuff. How was I saw a picture of you and Kim Kardashian all having lunch together in LA.
Yeah, she's really sweet. We got to meet her. We got to meet a bunch of really great people. You know, Eva Longoria has become a very good friend of ours after meeting her here. We got to do karaoke with Jen Atkins, a really great friend of ours. And
yeah, you were doing karaoke with
John Legend.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
How
fun.
Do you do karaoke with John Legend?
First of all, let me tell you, he doesn't actually need a mic.
Yeah,
of course.
We're all struggling to use a mic to hear ourselves, and he didn't. No, but I mean, it was amazing. I think LA is just a really cool place. It is like... It's, what is it? It's like a dream.
But how, honestly, hanging out.
La La Land.
Hanging out with Kim Kardashian having lunch.
Yeah.
Is it what I would think, which everyone would be looking at you guys the entire time? Or were you in a place where in LA everyone sort
secluded.
Of...
Secluded.
Some people were, some people weren't.
We were in a place where people wouldn't really come up to you. Yeah. And she had bodyguards as well.
Yeah.
So it was really private.
Wow. Yeah. I think she has to.
Yeah.
Who paid?
Oh, Jen actually did. We were all like fighting over the bill, but Jen
did.
Jen is very classy.
That's very cool.
She will never let me pay.
That's very cool. I like that. All right. Huda, Mona in studio. If you've got any questions for the ladies, feel free to get them through 4008 or use the Virgin Radio Dubai app. I don't even know who came up with this rap battle idea, but it looks like
I feel like it was Rossi.
Rising. Well, yeah. It was. Yeah.
So
it was.
You just want us to tear Chris apart.
That's exactly what I want.
I think that's what it is.
You're two nice girls. I want you to be a bit nasty.
We love Chris. No way.
See that, Ross? Okay, no, so up next, it's a rap battle. Huda Mona versus myself, but I think it's going to be the nicest rap battle you've ever heard.
Hold on. Virgin Radio.
So I just heard that we're doing this rap battle, which I'm all for, but I just heard that the loser has to have McDonald's eyebrows painted on their forehead.
Yeah, why not?
I just heard that right now as well.
Because you guys did this thing on Instagram, which went global, that you guys painted McDonald's eyebrows on. Who was it? Was it?
It was myself. So I woke up one morning and I was like looking at all these brow trends and I was like, they are literally just, they're too much. So I told my team, I was like, you guys have like 10 minutes today. We could just shoot. Like, I want to do this weird video. They were like, what? I was like, I want to remove my brows and then make McDonald's arches. And I want to be like, oh my God, the golden arches swept over the world. They stole our hearts. Now they're on our face, you know? And my team was like, we'll try it.
And then everyone has started doing this after you did this.
You know, after I did it, I like went around taunting everyone in the office and I wouldn't leave my husband alone. I was like, Chris, what do you think of my brows?
And
he was like, go away.
All right.
I mean,
well,
it's the real deal, Chris.
Loser has to get the eyebrows put on. Don't think that we take it for granted having you ladies in the studio, all right? We're really grateful that you come in nice and early on a Tuesday morning. We know you're very busy. The brand is unbelievable and just I want you to take over the world. That's all
do
I want.
It. Thank you. We love being here, by the way. Yeah, thank you guys also to have us.
Good. We can set up an office here. We'll just work from here.
Yeah. Do it. Actually, your office has got a better view. We'll go to yours.
Oh, no.
So, we don't know who set this up. I do believe, Rossi, you're the instigator of this.
Saw the lyrics.
I'll tell you the truth. I was helping Huda with some lyrics, right? And I made them really bad, and she's too nice.
When you say you made them really bad, what do you mean?
I think maybe at the end I should read the ones that I wrote. I should do it.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to do a rap battle right now. Huda Mona Khatun versus myself. Now, a rap battle is supposed to be where you diss the other person.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be nice.
Now, there's been a last-minute change here, and the girls, because they're so sweet, don't want to do anything negative, and I get that. So I rewrote my lyrics as well.
Wait, you have to read your original ones too. We won't get mad.
I only got into the second lines, but let's roll with it right now. This is the rap battle. Now, everybody, if you're listening, no matter where you are, you have to vote. Is it Team Khatun or Team Fade?
Who is the winner and the loser? We'll get the McDonald's eyebrows on their face.
Like, this is where I'm a bit worried because I do have to do something after the show. So if you put the McDonald's eyebrows on me, can I just wipe them off?
No.
And
no, you cannot. Like, I mean, your eyebrows will come off.
I'm somewhat scared.
Can we nominate someone to get the McDonald's bras for us? Rossi?
What do you mean? Oh, Rossi, I'm Rossi.
Oh, twist Mona. Right there. Mona with a twist.
I love Rossi. I do love you. I love you.
Oh, thanks.
But
I just think
Chris has a photo shoot.
I was talking about myself. If we lose, I don't want McDonald's
Listen,
bras.
You girls lived in America for a while. You're down with this. I think you're going to demolish it. Don't worry.
Okay. The music of choice, the beat, what are we using?
99 Problems, but a...
Yep, just 99
blend,
Problems.
There isn't one.
Okay, Jay-Z, is it the beat-wise? Now, Pretty Malik has been called in by the Khatun girls to be the hype girl in the background, I've just been told.
Yeah, so, yeah, let's do this.
Oh, okay, you ladies ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Rap battle, we're live on Facebook. Virgin Radio DXB, The Chris Fade Show, Huda Beauty, Huda Mona Khatun. Your time begins right...
Yeah.
Chris Fade is such a charmer and quite a catch.
Our sister Olya wants to be your love match.
Did we ever tell you
she's your biggest fan? Fade Fit, radio host, and Virgin's number one man.
You started on Beauty Tools.
Soon realized you're a beauty guru. Not a fool. I mean, come on. You can even braid your own hair. Dollhouse can do it better, though. Let's be fair. A family man, caring, loving, and a heart of gold. A grown-up sometimes, and sometimes 10 years old.
Don't be mistaken, though. He's super wise. Then again, I'm about to put these McDonald's arches on his eyes.
She did it.
You guys are too cute.
Take those
great.
Off.
That was so, that was really cute.
That was harder than I thought. I was like, who's doing what?
I told you I have to practice.
They just did it for the first time live on the radio.
So
give them a big round of applause. Yes. That was very good.
Mona Peter Vance.
They're getting high fives.
Chris Fade, it's over to you.
I just wrote them.
Right now.
You just wrote them right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
He's prepared.
Three, two...
Wait. I just want to remind you guys that Chris has had two iTunes number ones in the Middle East.
Well, so. Don't set that. Like, don't...
I just want everybody to know he's a big
boy. We need to change our
episode. I got 99 problems, Huda Beauty ain't one. Yeah. No, I got 99 problems, Huda Beauty is one. Let me tell you why. Okay? I got 99 problems, Huda Beauty is one. Why?
What's the rest of it?
I got 99 problems, Huda Beauty. Why? Your makeup is killing it. You're all so beautiful. How we compete, you're on the next level. Paris, Milan, you're in Dubai. I gotta tell you, man, your makeup, it's so fly. Sitting on the floor, contouring my nose. When my little daughter came up and said, Daddy, you're using the wrong shade. I was like, yo, how do you even know this? You're only 8 years old. And she said, Daddy, Huda and Mona are my role models. I got 99 problems. And Huda and Mona aren't one. I can't do it.
That was amazing.
I'm actually impressed.
Literally, that was incredible.
I feel like you have to do the McDonald's brows on me.
When you're trying...
Vote kindly.
Can I explain something?
That was horrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
When you're trying to rap and Rossi's just got his hands in his lap laughing, it puts you off.
You started off real strong, though.
You did. You're really good.
I feel like we should both do McDonald's brows on each other.
Oh, my gosh. I'm down for that.
You were really good in some ways. I was really... You know, okay, in other ways. Mona, you should do it on Mona, too. I think Mona wants them.
Vote right now. Is it Team Faye, Team Catan? I'm happy to go with Catan because I think I failed then. We'll get the results in 2 minutes. Hold on. Yeah, results are in. You guys have won. I just think you're unbeatable, unfortunately. So give them a big round of applause. I will have McDonald's arches on my forehead shortly.
Virgin Radio.
I look like I'm dying.
Please.
That's how I look right now.
Come on to our Instagram at Chris Fade Show. Chris with a K. We are live right now. You need to see the McDonald's eyebrows on Chris.
Huda and Mona Catan drawing eyebrows on me, and everyone's laughing except for me.
It's about time.